Letter number 35 to Mr. Vincenzo Messina, imprisoned in the jail of Agnana Trapani, Fiat. Dearest brother in Jesus Christ, I was immensely pleased by your request for the Book of the Queen of Heaven, thinking that the Celestial Mama comes also to the prison to visit you and to be your mother, teacher, consoler, and also to give you her sweet company in order to teach you how to live from the divine will and form in prison too the kingdom of the divine volition. Therefore, my brother, courage, trust, for you have a celestial mama who loves you very much, who will never leave you, and if you listen to her, will make a sanctuary of the prison. And if human weakness took you to prison, the sovereign queen comes with the strength of the divine will to take you to heaven and render your days less sad. Even more, she will turn pains, privations, loneliness into ransom and eternal conquests. She will make you feel the peace that even in the world cannot be enjoyed. The divine will transform you, and you will feel the new life that the Celestial Lady brings you. Know that I am your sister in prison. For more than 50 years, the Supreme Fiat has kept me imprisoned in a bed. Yet I am glad, I am happy. But what makes me happy? The divine will, which I try to do always. You too can be happy if you do the divine will. Oh, how it will change your bitterness. You will feel a true divine strength that will ease your painful state. Never neglect the rosary to the Celestial Mother. And if you can, be a missionary in the prison by making known that the Queen of Heaven wants to visit all the prisoners to give them the gift of the divine will. And if you need some more copies and you cannot pay, I am willing to send them for free. I leave you under the mantle of the Celestial Mother, listening to her lessons of heaven. And with a thousand regards, I say, your most affectionate sister, the little daughter of the divine will. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. And she wanted to be a missionary. She was able to reach people even in jail and to give this teaching of the divine will in a very simple, but very profound way. Those passages of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the kingdom of the divine will, is really a lesson the Blessed Mother teaching us how to live in the divine will. Is, I will say, a complete course for beginners, for people who just come to know the divine will for the first time. That's a complete course to understand what the divine will is as a whole. And then also a wonderful way of beginning our living in the divine will, because the Blessed Mother in there basically is taking you by hand. Do this and I will do this for you. Then the Blessed Mother gives you homework. Do this. And in exchange, I will get this for you. I don't have the reference now, but there is a passage in the Book of Heaven that the Lord tells Luisa Picaretta that everything that we receive goes first through the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Everything that we receive, all graces, everything goes first through the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary. There is a beautiful passage also in the revelation given to Maria Valtorta, The poem of the main god about the descending of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples and how the Holy Spirit comes first as a flame of fire to the Blessed Mother and from there goes through the others. So that book is really a wonderful way of introducing the divine will to new people to do our own mission too, you know, because we gather here and we share the writings and everything, and the recordings are up there all, so people can listen to them. I think we also have to keep doing our own mission whenever we can, introducing new people to this way of living, giving them this great, great gift. And I'm always amazed with Luisa Picarreta, the way she teaches, and that how the Lord allowed her to have all these friends everywhere, priests, religious sisters, superiors, this person in jail. And the Blessed Mother, how the Blessed Mother, even she says that she will go, if it's necessary, she will go home by home, and she will go through every single community, if it's necessary, to bring this gift, waiting for all of us to be able to receive it. And something that Luisa Picarreta, he says here, if human witnesses allow you to be there, this is a very compassionate way, that how it shows how Luisa Picarreta, she already understands this divine science too. That she understands that maybe human witnesses, whatever was it that this person did or whatever, for whatever reason, this person is in jail. And she said, don't worry, that basically God loves you. Right? And he will use this occasion of this tragedy or whatever to give you the gift of the divine will. I have encountered a lot of people that they have encountered the divine will in a very difficult situation in their life. Many conversions, they happen in a very difficult situation in their life. And the Lord uses all of these little things to bring us this gift, but especially the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Blessed Virgin Mary, she really takes her role as our mother. Remember, the maternity of the Blessed Mother towards us consists in giving us the gift of the divine will, to bringing us to the point that we may possess what she possessed. And the maternity to the Blessed Mother towards God is doing justice, bringing children possessing the divine will. Because by us possessing the divine will, we'll be able to retribute to God, to correspond to God. And in that correspondence, justice will be met. That gift operating in us brings us back, right back to the point of origin in which justice was being fulfilled at every moment. Without the divine will operating in us, we live in a state of injustice. And this is a beautiful passage, beautiful letter, and is something that very inspirational, I think, for us to do ministry, to bring this gift to all of us. And the role of the Blessed Mother, that she will bring this gift. She will not cease until we all possess this gift of the divine will. And it is only with this gift operating in us that we can really say that we are the true children of the Blessed Mother. And she can say, these are my children. Of course, in heaven, everybody possesses the divine will. They are true children of the Blessed Mother. But they are on the other side. She wants to be able to say, you are my true children now that we are in this side. That's why the reason for many apparitions. And if you see, the message is basically the same. Pray the rosary. This is what Luisa Picaretta is telling this man. Pray the rosary. Pray the rosary. The apparitions of the Blessed Mother. I'm the mother of the true God. So all of this is so that hopefully we can see that all of these revelations, they all point towards the possession of the divine will operating in the creatures. And once you receive this, it has to grow. It has to continue to expand. So it's good that you have arrived to that point of knowing it. But now, remember, God is inexhaustible. There is more and more. There will always be more. Always. And this is the beauty, how much God loves us, that he wants to give us all that he's able to give to all of us. So let's finish with that, and let us ask our Lord Jesus to give us the grace to have his divine will operating in us, that through the maternal hands of the Blessed Mother, we may be able to receive this gift operating in us, and that the gift of the Holy Spirit be in us at every moment, that the Holy Spirit may be operating in us at every moment, in every single act, for the praise and glory of God. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.